everything seemed to be built around family. It was family. And I remember that when we talked about the interview with Stan Lobb, I understand, Paul, you have relations here, yes. Uncle Harry's here. Uncle Jock's here. Mike, my cousin Mike's here, you know. And how they looked at that was they always felt that the family would keep their eye on the family, you know. So Mr. Lobb wouldn't be worrying about his Paul, because the family would be worrying about Paul. And it's things like that. Uncle Harry worked there, God bless him. And Uncle Harry worked in the sheet metal department. And Uncle Harry could, with special machinery, rolling machines, could take a piece of a flat sheet and make that sheet curve into the shape of an aircraft's body. And they'd go there for hours, backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards. But what an eye, what a talent. And I remember Uncle Harry was such a good engineer that Mr. Pemberton, Bill Pemberton, was the foreman of the shop, bless him. And he used to come down to Uncle Harry and he would throw a piece of paper on the table which would have a sketch on it. And he'd say, Harry, have a look at that for me. And that's how engineering was done in those days, because the men were so good. I remember all those sorts of things. I remember going out onto the airfield. You walk past a Whirlwind. It was about to take off or about to start its engines. Now, the old Whirlwinds have piston engines. So if you were on the ball and you happened to be walking by, this engine was started by a cartridge. God, dear Lord, at times I used to drop my sandwiches out of my bag. Just the sheer fright of it. But wonderful, wonderful times.